Welcome to K-Talk!
Kwentuhan na punong-puno ng
kaalaman at
kapatawanan kasama si
Shakira at
Kuda!
Hi everyone! This is Shakira Season again for K-Talk Podcast. Welcome back!
Yes! Hi everyone! Again, my name is, give me a K, give me an H, give me a U, give me a D, give me an A,
umpisa pa lang.
Hello.
Meron na kaagad. Diba? Pasabog. Ang pasabog ang tawag dyan.
Diba? May pasabog na pag, ano, pagbigkas ng aking pangalan. Maraming salamat sa mga nakikinig sa ating
last
episode. Tapos ngayon, episode 8 na. Welcome.
Oh my God. Thank you everyone again for listening to our last episode. We really wanna thank you guys. Ang dami na nating plays, hindi ko na yata alam. I think magpo 4,000 na tayo soon, right? So, thank you. It's really hard to believe. We can't stop thanking you kasi syempre, it's all because of you guys na nangyari to. And about the last episode, I'm actually really surprised that people are interested in learning about health and body image. Akala ko parang people might consider it a boring topic. Pero sa tingin ko, hindi na depende kasi sa topic yung ano natin eh, listenership natin sa tingin ko. Sa tingin ko, it's because of your showbiz draw.
Yeah.
I think 90% stage presence na tayo because of you and only 10% yung content. So actually, kahit wala tayong topic, benta pa rin sa tingin ko because of you.
Eh di mag ano lang tayo, kung ano-ano na lang pag-usapan natin dito. Huwag na natin sundan tong mga kung anong
nakahala
dito sa atin.
Actually,
pag-usapan na lang natin, actually, nabanggit mo, di ba, from our last episode, yung health and body image. Yung maisusok ko lang. Wala naman akong trivia. Pero alam mo ba ang nagawa nung video natin, inilabas natin yun? So, in very much in time, di ko alam kung if you've heard about it, yung nagkaroon ng backlash, yung Bello ad.
Oh, hindi ko alam yun ah.
Siyempre, wala ka talaga alam na magdating sa showbiz, di ba?
Hindi! Hindi talaga, alam mo, not because wala akong alam sa showbiz, but mamaya pag-uusapan yung mga tips and one of those for me, yung medyo stay away from social media. Kaya hindi ko nakita yung Bello scandal na naman. So, pwede bang sabihin mo sa akin?
Yung Bello scandal, yun yung video ni Hayden ko.
Ang luma. Ay, alam ko yun! Alam ko yun! Wait, alam mo, pagka when it comes to like sex and porn, alam ko lahat yan. Pero kung merong current na it's just about Bello, pero wala yung sex ni Hayden ko, hindi ko alam yun.
Luma naman yung sex tape ni ano ni Hayden ko. Anyway, yung Bello, as in sobrang actually feeling ko, nakinig sila nung episode natin about health and body image, kaya nagkaroon ng backlash yung Bello ad. Kasi it's all about like parang yun nga, body shaming, about yung being, parang yung nung panahon na pandemic is parang hindi mo inalagaan yung sarili mo.
Oh.
So parang ganun yung naging yung ad nila. So nakatikim sila ng backlash sa tao, sa lahat ng tao. So pinull out nila yung ad.
Okay.
Because we're part of it because when they heard our episode last time about health and body image, marami talagang
napaka-timely, di ba? Napaka-timely.
Really an influencers.
Kasi relevant kasi yung mga insights about health and body image.
So pwede mo naman i-google yung about yung Bello ad. Alam na naman.
Oh, sige. Pero ewan ko kung i-google ko pa kung wala namang sex tape. So.
Pero may maliit na fine print doon yung Hayden ko.
May link doon.
Ay, disclaimer lang po ito ha. Baka mamaya makareceive tayo ng mga subpoena dito dahil nagbanggit tayo ng...
Alam mo, hindi nila matatanggal yun kasi nasa internet na yun. So, it's not our fault, right?
Yes.
Anyway... The last episode, we talked about health and body image. So, of course, since focus natin last episode yung health, it seems appropriate to talk about the biggest health concern right now, which is the pandemic.
Itong pandemic na to na dinadanas natin, magto 2 years na, di ba? So, lahat, it's a global crisis, so lahat tayo naging impacted nito. Tapos, everyone has their unique experience with the pandemic. So, let's talk about the beginning. Ano yung naging immediate reactions mo nung nagka-pandemic?
yun. Syempre fear, di ba? Kasi, as you know, at least in the United States or in North America, ang focus actually nasa New York because we're so such a congested city. And as it turned out, we were the hardest hit, one of the hardest hit like cities in the world, at least in the in this hemisphere. So what are you supposed to do, diba? Kung nangyayari na, tas you don't really know, have any information. Yung, it's unclear, diba? Because nobody really knows. Parang sinasabi nila, may social distancing. Diba, meron pang time na. Yung, akala natin from the, in the beginning na, all you needed to do was wash your hands for 20 seconds. Alam mo yun, yung time na yun, diba? Yung meron pang, happy birthday, may ganun. Akala natin mawawala yung virus just because we sing happy birthday. Yung napakasimple nung inisip natin. And then we realized na actually, it's more than that. It's more transmissible. And then, dumataas na yung case counts, yung death. And there was a time talaga na nagbibilang lang ako ng number of dead in New York. Kasi, di ba, ang taas-taas ng numbers namin. And then, di ba, and then, napaka unknown pa yung ano transmission, kung cure, ano bang nangyayari, and we just know na madaming namamatay. So, to feel constant fear and trying to cope with it, di ba, I think it's unprecedented. Hindi tayo nakaramdam ng ganun before, eh, di ba, na wala parang everyday. Wala tayong experience na ganun, di ba. Of course, everyone has had an experience na natatakot ka, but not natatakot ka na 24/7 and paggising mo, takot-takot ka na naman. Takot kang lumabas ng bahay, lahat na lang, di ba?
Tapos,
yeah, and then all of a sudden, there were all these immediate changes that you had to do na biglang, okay, biglang wala nang pupunta sa office, di ba? So, stuck ka sa bahay. And then, ano yung kakainin mo? Nag-hoarding na lahat ng mga tao at wala kang mabili na. Na food or toilet paper, lahat ng tao nag-panic buying, diba? So, I think in the beginning, I was really consumed with what to do next.
Yes.
And just like, what are we faced with? At saka kung ano bang gagawin natin immediately, mayroong virus na nang circulate sa labas, and then ano bang supplies natin dito, what are we going to do? I think yun yung pinaka malaking concern in the beginning. Sa'yo, anong reaction mo, immediate reaction mo nung nangyayari na yung pandemic?
Well, actually, nung time na pandemic, umuwi kami ng Pilipinas noon eh, December 2019, tapos crossover ng 2021. Tapos, sa nag-layover kami noon sa Hong Kong, 7 hours. Umpisa pala yun, nung mga panahon na yun. Diyos ko, alam ba, ginawa ko pa doon, naghihiga ako. Kasi antok na antok ka, pagod na pagod ka, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, 7 hours layover, talagang ginawa kong king bed, yung mga upuan doon, na not knowing na nagsisirculate na pala tong virus na to. Wala akong pakialam. Feeling ko nga, pag dilat ko, kala ko nasa Canada na ako. Dahil talagang sarap na sarap yung pagtulog ko nung mga panahon na yun. Tapos, nung pagbalik pa dito, then you mentioned New York is one of the hard hit talaga. Last week ng Feb, which is talagang kaputukan, nagkita pa kami ng New York, di ba? Nagkita pa tayo. Panahon na yun. So, akala ko talaga, it's just, you know, few months. Pero, hindi ko inasahan na lahat, you know, tatagal to ng ganito. Tapos yung global nga, yung buong maapekto. Pero, to be honest, not because masaya ako kasi nagka-pandemya. Yung impact niya for me, when it comes to working from home, yung sinabi mo, di ba, na lahat pinauwi, di ba? Actually, yun lang yung ginusto ko dito. Dahil matagal ko nang win-wish yan. Masabi nga nila, be careful what you wish for. So, pero, isipin mo ha, di ba, yung normal na takbo ng buhay mo, like yung pagpunta mo sa work, every day. Siyempre, nanibago din ako, di ba? Dahil nga yung, tas nawala yung personal interaction. It all becomes like, you know, remote. So, pero, personally, for me, yung malaking impact sa akin, actually, in general, is yung family and friends mo. Na hindi mo talaga sila nakita. Diba? At hindi mo sila makikita, it stopped. Dahil bawal ka nga lumabas, nakulong ka nga sa bahay, diba? And then, yung fear din sa akin, especially dun sa family, yung mahal ko sa buhay na nasa Pilipinas. Siyempre, di ba, whatever, kung anong mangyari, may government mandate na hindi ka pwedeng lumabas, na lockdown ka, mag-travel. So, di ba, kung may madapuan man ng sakit sa kanila or ano't ano man ang mangyari, you can't be with them. Diba? So I think for me, in general, drastic talaga yung impact dahil nagsara lahat, madami na apektuhang livelihood. Tapos, di ba, nagkaroon ng classification na may essential tsaka non-essential. Yung impact talaga, madami na apektuhan when it comes to losing yung job, di ba? Pero kami, we're thankful kasi hindi tayo nawala ng trabaho, di ba? So, yung ganing circumstance na walang nakakaalam and no one is prepared, it's really tough for everyone's social, physical, and mental well-being. So, isipin mo ba in your lifetime, makakaranas ka ng
pandemic,
no. Diba? Tsaka, yun yung sa akin. Ako yung impact for me, and I think I'm speaking in general, parang it's just the same, diba? Tsaka, and lastly, yung impact sa finances, relationship, tsaka yung loss. Yung family, diba? Yung mga namatay. I think isa yan sa mahirap na, isa yung tatlong yan for me, yung mga mahirap na dinanas na madaming tao during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung parang naging impact for me and I think for everyone, I guess. Ikaw, how did you cope 2020? Andyan yung remote working, yung fear, at saka uncertainty. So, ano naman ang positive results? Projects or hobbies na na-develop sa'yo because of the pandemic?
Before that, gusto ko yung sinabi mo kaninang point actually, hindi ko siya naisip before, napaka-selfish ko naman, yung naisip mo, mga family mo sa Philippines, diba?
Yeah.
And I just realized how fortunate we are to be in this part of the world. Because even at its worst, diba, na parang takot ka, hindi mo alam kung anong mangyayari sa'yo, but you know that you're in this part of the world, na you're confident na they'll figure out a way, and at least the, you know, public services and the structure, the government structures are here. Alam mo na hindi talaga nila papabayaan. Diba? And then nakikita mo yung nangyayari sa Pilipinas, diba? Na parang puro quarantine ECQ, modified ECQ, yung puro parang chaos. Diba? Tapos yung mga pinagbabawalan, yung nakikita mo, diba? Na parang pinagbabawalan silang magtrabaho or mag-commute or basta sobrang chaos. And then to watch that from over here, yung meron kang na nararamdaman na konting guilt with your fear, diba? Kasi parang even at during the time that you were most scared, alam mo that in the end, you know, knock on wood, you'll be okay. But then pinapanood mo to na parang wala talagang hope sa Pilipinas. And I think that goes for everyone, lahat ng mga Pinoy na abroad, like watching what's happening until now na parang walang progress na nangyayari, diba? So that was a good point na bringing up mo.
At saka, diba, parang you're so far away, whatever happens, puta
tayo. Wala kang magagawa.
Wala eh, diba?
Diba, eh, diba yung, alam,
diba, wala kang magagawa.
Oh, diba, eh, diba, nabanggit mo dati yun dun sa, episode natin na kwentong abroad na, you already feel so far away and so afraid na pag may manangyari, it takes so long to get there. Tapos, yung itong pandemic, not only does it take so long to get there, you cannot even go there. So, parang sobrang impossible na parang, you know, you would just have to let it go. Na parang, sana ba, you know, magdadasal ka na lang na sana walang mangyari. Kasi kung may mangyari, wala talaga akong magagawa. I can't even, like, help out. Diba? Kasi talagang, you're so helpless and hopeless yung situation nila
exactly.
Over
and
there.
Helpless and hopeless. H-N-H.
Hopeless. H-N-H. Anyway, so, tinanong mo yung how did we cope with it, diba? Especially during that time na social distancing, tapos most of our friends who were around our neighborhood, lahat sila may pupuntahan silang ibang place, so lahat sila nag-alsabalutan sila, nag-impake sila, pumunta sila sa mga weekend homes nila or out of state, tapos kami lang yung natira dito, and actually the building that we were staying in it already felt like a ghost town, kasi parang ilan lang ba kaming nandito, diba? Tapos the city was shut down, so walang nasa kalye, parang Diba, especially for a busy cities like New York and Toronto, parang it's so scary na parang feeling mo talaga end of the world, diba? And then it was so scary, and then dito it's so quiet, ang naririnig mo lang non-stop all day long yung mga ambulance, yung mga siren, diba? And alam mo na kung ano ibig sabihin nun, diba? Pagka merong ambulance, and then nakakarinig pa kami na meron kaming mga friend na actually nagkasakit sila, tapos tumatawag sila ng 911, tapos ang sabi sa kanila, we have one day backlog, so just get yourself to the hospital because there's no ambulance who's coming. So ikaw parang, holy shit, kung may mangyayari sa akin, wala akong, ano, bahala na ako sa buhay ko, right? But still, even in your worst fear na bahala ka na sa buhay mo, alam mo na pag pumunta ka sa ospital, merong, eh, hindi ka mamamatay sa parking lot katulad nung nangyayari sa Pilipinas ngayon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, in that state of your fear and then being stuck at home, wala ka namang magawang iba kung hindi to just think positive and to distract yourself and to like have all these coping mechanisms. So, you know, lumabas na yun, especially meron kang konting time, all the things that you weren't able to do before when you were busy going to the office and parang, you know, back in the day na nasa office tayo parati, nag-iisip ka na parang, alam mo kung may time lang ako, magluluto ako more, or di ba, yung mga ganito. So, yung mga sa amin, at least, yung nangyari na, I think very common naman na ang daming nagluto, right?
Oo, naging chef.
Nagluto, nag-baking, right? Yes. Kasi biglang nagkaroon ng time. At saka, I think that's a major coping mechanism because during that time, the only thing that you can control is your food. Diba? You can't control the virus. You can't control kung may job ka ba bukas or wala kang job. Ang makakontrol mo lang ay kung may kakainin ka. So, halali ito ng luto. Kain ang kain.
Kasi syempre, wala kang ibang maisip gawin kundi ano eh, di ba, lumafang ka na lang eh.
Oo nga.
Katabi mo lang yung kusina mo.
Yeah, at saka, nawalan ka ng structure, di ba? Kasi may structure ka before, gigising ka, magbibihis ka, papasok ka sa office, magkatrabaho ka, tapos lunch din. Eh ngayon, wala kang ibang gagawin, nandito ka lang, stuck ka lang. So, ano ba, almusal, ano pa bang, ano, merienda, tapos.
Hindi lang kayong hindi magkatitigan ng refrigerator nyo, di ba? Tsaka ng kalanbong.
Di ba parang, siguro kung gumawa sila ng study during that time, kung ilang beses nagbukas ng fridge yung mga tao.
Kaya
siguro every 30 minutes nagbubukas ng fridge yung mga tao.
Kaya nga.
Yeah. So, yan yung food. Yan ang naging parang yung our tendency to have to control something during time of crisis. Ang naging ano, thing that we had to control was yung food and yung cooking. So, I think that's why so, naging ano yung yan coping mechanism yung cooking, di ba? And nakita ko yan sa mga posts mo, ikaw rin, ang dami mo rin niluto, di ba? So, sa tingin mo, paano kaya, bakit kaya naging coping mechanism itong mga hobbies na to, no?
Well, yun nga, sabi mo, nakita mo sa akin na marami kong niluto nitong mga pandemic. Kaya nga, personally, I think, yan din talaga yung naging coping mechanism ko. Bago ko sagutin yung, you know, if why, bakit sa iba naging coping mechanism nila itong mga hobbies nila. Well, ako sa akin, it really keep, you know, it help us to keep our sanity. Kaya nga, medyo hindi namin talaga siya ininda at saka naka-apekto sa daily lives namin yung sitwasyon. Doon nandun yung fear. Always, di ba? Ando na yun eh. Pero, syempre, di ba, hindi ka lumalabas. So, gagawa ka ng paraan to be excited tsaka maging productive. So, yun lang, nabanggit ko. Actually, isa din sa, bukod sa pagluluto, sa ginawa kong coping mechanism, ng time na yun, narahuyo ako sa pag-furniture renovation. Talaga namang lahat ng mga furniture namin, ultimo kama, pinalitan ko.
Kaya, paano yun? Nag-order ka?
Oo. Kaya si Kagawad talaga, parang nasusuka. Hindi ata sa COVID to natamaan.
Sa gastos?
Oo. Kasi diba, isa din yun sa yung naging studies na ang daming yung pinagkaabalahan.
Home improvement.
So ako talaga, pinagdiskitahan ko talaga yung mga gamit namin. What I did is, binenta ko. So binibenta ko yung mga gamit. Yung TV, yung sofa. Actually, yung sofa kasi namin, medyo sobrang laki talaga siya. Una namin binili dito for this apartment. So, matagal na akong gigil talaga dong i-dispose. Pero dahil sobrang bigat, sobrang laki, hindi ko alam kung paano ko gagawin. So, siguro itong pandemic, dahil nga, alam mo yun, na wala kang magawa. So, napag-diskitahan ko siya. So, yan, isa yan sa mga napagtuunan ko ng pansin. Tapos, alam mo, kasi spending time on an activity that you enjoy can really improve your mental health tsaka yung well-being mo. So, kasi gumagana yung ano yun, diba, yung isip mo para makatulong yun, para makaiwas yan sa stress. Tapos kung mood ka, di ba, kahit pa paano ma-uplift yung mood mo. Tsaka yung depression. Kaya I think, like nga yung sinabi ko, di ba, na cooking, yung mga sinabi nating mga baking, or actually naging maraming naging plantita. It really helped a lot of people that stuck at home, lalo na yung mga walang naging trabaho. Yung mga nawalan ng trabaho. Kasi tayo, kami kahit papano, yung 8 hours is normal yun. Na meron kang ginagawa at nagtatrabaho ka. In between, mas marami ka na nga lang time dahil you don't commute. Pagising mo, kahit di ka magsipil, yung kanusuot mo, bukas mo yung computer mo, pwede ka na magtrabaho. Even, you can go around, you can cook and all. But pero dun sa mga taong, alam mo yun, na talagang nawala ng trabaho, kahit papano, diba, kung ganun ang ginawa nila, na mag-isip sila ng mga pagkaabalahan, parang ay, hindi sila ma-depress, or hindi sila malungkot, or ma-uplift man lang yung spirit nila, diba, which, better talaga, dahil hindi, ay wala talagang mawawala, wala talaga, so, kaya yung mga hobbies na, diba, nagkaroon nga sa social media dati, sinasabi yung pandemic got talent, o kaya lockdown got talent. Kasi nga, kung ano-ano na ginagawa ng tao eh. Diba? Kung na maging abala lang. Lalo na kung, sabi ko, kung nawalan ka ng work. Tapos yung iba, maganda din, yung naging dulot din sa kanila is yung nawalan ng work. Yung na-unlock yung skill nila sa pagluluto, pag-baking, ginawa nilang negosyo. Kaya hindi na mo talagang nagkalat ang mga...
Mga cooking, home cooking, mga benta ng mga cake, mga ulam-ulam, mga ganyan. Dami, diba? Yeah.
Even here, meron din dito kami na isang page, pangalan, kain tayo. Nakatulong talaga ang dami. Ang dami.
Dito rin naman. Dito rin.
The world, diba?
I think itong mga hobbies kasi na, especially yung mga naging hobbies during the pandemic, I think they serve the purpose of giving you something to look forward to.
Yes.
Diba? Kasi pag nagluto ka, merong reward yan, diba? At saka kunyari, home improvement, meron yan. Tsaka yung, diba sabi nga nila, parang naubos yata yung mga hardware at saka lahat ng mga ano dun sa mga Home Depot, ganyan, nagmahal. Kasi lahat ng tao, garden tayo, tsaka ayusin natin ito, mag-paint tayo ng bahay. Things that you were never able to do before. And also, it broke up your day kasi sobrang monotonous and it really gave you something to be excited about. Na parang, oy, magluluto ako ng cake. So, meron siyang reward afterwards. Or yung dinner natin, gagawa ko ng in-granding dinner. Or I'm going to build furniture. I think that's very rewarding and very distracting also.
Yes.
Which was really good and what people needed during that time kasi nga nag-suffer talaga mental health nila, di ba?
Actually, yung sinasabi ko nga sa'yo, di ba, dati cooking lang ako, basic cooking, tapos yung kung ano-ano na in-explore ko, tapos baking. Tapos it so happened na yung meron akong barkada, kilala mo yun, sila Diane, tsaka sila Beth, they were like, dito talaga, literal sila sa ilalim namin. Tapos yung anak ko, lumipat sila dito for a time, for a year during the pandemic. So nakakatuwa, kahit hindi kami nakikita, yun nga na buo yung pangalan ni Kagawa, di ba? If they listen to the past episodes, dahil nagbibigayan kami ng ayuda.
Nakita ko yan! Diba? Yung delivery mo, gustong-gusto ko yung delivery mo. Nag-grabe, post natin yan dun sa, sa Instagram natin, yung delivery mo.
Yan yung pandemya na nagdi-deliver ako. Yung mga ganong mga simple things na ginagawa ko nilang katatawa na. Siyempre, nakakatawa, di ba? Parang nasa isang building kami, pero hindi kami nagkikita-kita. Parang nag-stop talaga.
Diba?
Yun, parang kung yung tao, kung hindi mo talaga ginawa yun at hindi mo tinulungan yung sarili mo, makaka-affect talaga yung mentally. So, did it affect you mentally? May time ba na naging issue sa relationship mo yung pandemic or remote working?
Well, I think even if we try to deny it, we all have to face the fact na the pandemic has caused us a lot of trauma. Kahit na hindi ka namatayan or wala kang relative na nagkasakit or kahit hindi ka nagkasakit yourself, yung the fact that you were made to feel fear constantly every day for 6 months, that's traumatic, diba? Kasi yung uncertainty mo, yung the need to protect yourself, diba, merong tinatawag na flight or fright reaction na it doesn't always happen to you, but during during that time, parang you're constantly on guard and you constantly felt like your life was in danger. And then you're confined in one place. You can't reach out to your friends and your family. You can't even hug them, di ba? And knowing na kung may mangyari, hindi mo sila maiyakap, hindi mo sila mapupuntahan. And then kung may mangyari talaga sa kanila, kung may mamatay, you can't even go to the funeral. Yung sobrang helplessness, I think talagang
H&H talaga.
Deep inside, everybody, I think, is affected. Even if i-dismiss mo siya na parang, oh, hindi, I'm just home or whatever. And ang hirap talaga nung time na yon. We have to admit that at least everyone is going to have to recover and heal from the mental health effects of the pandemic, di ba?
Yeah, tsaka di ba parang ang hirap noon na yung pamilya mo, pag halimbawang may nangyari sa kanila, kahit nasabihin mo, may technology, but still, you can't live with them.
No.
Diba?
Diba? Kaya kahit nga tayo na, even with the people nearby during that time, katulad ng sinabi mo, yung nasa building kayo, hindi kayo pwedeng magkita-kita, or we had some, you know, we have cousins na in the neighborhood, pero hindi mo naman sila mayakap. So naging parang, nagkaroon ng parang nag-evolve na the language of yung food. Diba? Kasi yun yung dahilan na magkikita kayo. Kahit na outdoors or meron kaming cousin na magda-drive-by siya or magda-drive-by kami tapos magda-deliveran lang ng food. You stand so, you know, far apart kahit na yung during that time na outdoors nakamask pa rin kayo tapos social distance, diba? Yung meron kang, you're trying to reach out to these people in some way or finding a reason na bibigyan kita ng puto, 'di ba? Kasi gusto mo, kahit ano, 'di ba? Parang gusto mo lang talaga to reach out to these people and give them something
from afar, 'di ba?
Kasi hindi mo sila mayakap, 'di ba? And you want to give them something that they will keep and eat. Because you can't touch them and you can't hug them, so you want them to eat something that will be inside of their bodies. Diba, it's so interesting kasi parang ang sweet naman now that you think about it, na minamaliit natin nung time na yun kasi diba parang, ang ganda mo lang ako ng food, but then it was the only language that we had during the pandemic.
Parang pag kinakain nila yun, talagang nafe-feel nila. Kaya ako,
yung love.
Yung ko lang, hindi, tsaka ngayon ko lang i-reveal, lahat ng niluto ko, itinunas ko sa mga parte ng katawang ko.
Actually,
naramdam, hindi pa nila alam. Hindi ko na sasabihin kung saan ko pa ipinunas. Basta sa maseselang bahagi. Na.
Actually, this is also the time na we will reveal to our audience and the CDC na ikaw nagsimula ng Delta variant.
Hoy, grabe yan. Baka mamaya, ah. Mamaya, makakatok na dito.
Dahil dun sa ginagawa mo dun sa pagkain na pinapamigay mo kung saan-saan mo isinusok-sok.
I want them to feel by me, di ba? Parang, yun mo yung kasa.
Yung sa kamay mo. Yeah, di ba? Tapos parang, it's actually interesting kasi parang yung gusto mong ibigay dun sa mga mahal mo sa buhay, the more complicated the dish, the better. Di ba? Kasi parang, I spent time on that. I used my hands. I waited, whatever. Kaya nung natuto nga ako, di ba, gumawa ng sourdough, it takes like 48 hours to make. Pero parang yun yung gusto mong ibigay. Kasi parang gusto mong sabihin na parang, you know what, I'm thinking about
labor
you.
Every talaga, di ba?
Every step of the way. Parang hindi na uso yung bibili kasi tandahan ng, kunyari, bibila mo sila sa Filipino store tapos ibibigay mo. Not counted. Kailangan talaga gagawa ka ng braso de Mercedes.
Oo, tsaka talaga ang pagluluto ko parang may pa-witchcraft yan. Hindi nila alam kung kain sila, puro buhok ko. So lahat, shout out ha, sa lahat ng mga labigyan ko ng pagkain.
May mga buhok, at tsaka alam mo talaga, ikaw talaga nagsimula ng next ano outbreak.
Oo, ano, yung variant na yan, kuda variant.
Oo. Oh.
Tanong ko sa'yo, may time ba na naging issue sa relationship mo yung pandemic or remote working? Tsaka, ikaw marami kang personalidad.
Oh, split personality.
So, marami. So, how differently did you deal with this challenge?
Well, relationship-wise, di ba? I don't know kung, I think ganit tayo ng experience. Because there's some people na parang nung nag-start sila mag-work from home, tas kasama nila yung partner nila 24/7, hindi nila nakayanan, di ba? But for us, we really, really enjoyed the time together. And we really cherished it. We loved cooking together and just being together constantly. But of course, being together 24/7 has never happened in our entire life. You know, mga vacation lang naman tayo magkasama, mga 1 week or 10 days at a time. Or kung kunyari Philippines, yung magkasama kayo mga 2 weeks, you know, max, but not like for this long. And especially na indoors ka lang, di ba? Hindi ka naman makalabas. And then you're working together side by side, tapos wala ka talagang kawala. And walang especially for us, we don't have bedrooms. So talaga magkakarinigan kayo. And then combined with the fact na everyone experienced this too, nandito lahat ng ang daming distraction, or you know, you can do cooking and can do cleaning. So hindi mo maiwasan yun, naglilinis, nag-work ka, tapos biglang, uy, baka pwedeng magwalis naman tayo or mag-vacuum. Di ba? Kasi it's all blended together in one experience. Your day is no longer split up between work and home. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Parang one, ano na siya. So of course, hindi mo maiwasan na magkakaroon ng conflict in the relationship, di ba? Kasi you've never navigated these spaces before, the constant togetherness. You have to learn a new language, a new way of communicating, and a new way of like negotiating your space. Kasi hindi naman yan nangyayari dati. So parang, it's as simple as like, you know, learning how to say, can you be quiet for just a while because I'm gonna be on a phone call or I need to concentrate. Hindi kasi yun nangyari before, di ba? Kasi once you, nakita ko tumatayo asawa mo kasi alam niya na experience niya yun, di ba? Kasi before, sobrang defined yung spaces natin. Pupunta tayo sa work and then hindi mo naman ako contact, di ba? Yung partner mo, the whole entire day, magte-text lang kayo. But there's no reason for you to ever say, can you just shut up for 1 minute kasi I'm like doing something serious. Hindi yun ever nangyayari. And then, ikaw rin, hindi ka rin sanay na nakakarinig sa partner mo na, can you please be quiet? Yes. Di ba? So parang, hindi ka sanay sa ganung klaseng usapan. Magkakainitan talaga kayo ng ulo kasi hindi naman kayo sanay na to tell each other, to define your space constantly in one day. So, of course, and daming conflict and daming new things that you had to navigate and negotiate with each other, yung conflicts, and you had really had to develop a new way of communicating with each other, or else talagang magkaka-conflict kayo, kaya nga ang daming nagkaroon ng pandemic, divorce at saka breakup, di ba? Kasi hindi nila nakayanan. Kasi parang na-magnify kung ano mang incompatibility or unwillingness to compromise or unwillingness to communicate, parang biglang naging focal point ng ano, experience of the pandemic, kaya ang dami nag-split up. I mean, for me, di ba? As an introvert, sanay na sanay ako sa, you know, being alone, being quiet, or not going outside. I didn't have such a hard time adjusting, and actually I welcomed it kasi parang there was a break from all the socializing, di ba? Tapos kung kunyari you know, we wanted to interact with people, it's just on Zoom, parang you can distance yourself from the interaction, hindi ka parang stuck, you were never stuck in a party.
Yes.
Diba? And parang a year and a half na, wala naman tayong ever pinupuntahan na place na parang, oh, you know, I need to get out of here kasi ayoko na tong party na to. So, for me, it wasn't that hard. But for, you know, someone else na iba yung personality, for example, my wife is a little bit more outgoing and, you know, sociable, katulad mo. You know, of course, she had a hard time kasi, you know, she's very close to her family, di ba? So, yung mamimiss mo talaga yung family mo, tapos hindi mo sila mayakap. And actually, nang mararamdaman mo lang actually how much you really missed interacting with people when, you know, nung when things were a little better before the Delta variant, when you nakita kayo, tapos actually nayakap mo yung tao, kahit hindi kayo close, yung first few times na you're willing to hug people, parang mararamdaman mo talaga what you missed. And it reminds me na we're so fortunate because this happened to us. Meron tayong partner. And if you think about yung mga single, right?
Yung mga mag-isa sa buhay.
O yung nasa, especially nandun lang sila sa bahay nila or sa apartment nila, especially if they weren't around their family. Yeah. Ilang over one year wala kang na-hug, di ba? So parang ang hirap noon, di ba? Sa inyo ba, merong difference yung ano, difference in personality and how you cope with the pandemic?
Well, ako, yung hindi ko muna unahin yung sa personality. Ang naging epekto sa akin ito yung sa itsura ko. naging pinbanggana ako. Tsaka yung sa cells ko, naging makalen. Kasi napunta na sa laylayan. Dahil 24/7, di na ako nagbabra.
Oo nga, alam mo, pre-namis ko yun. Nasabi ko, alam mo, hindi talaga ako magbabra for 1 year.
24/7, di ba? So, talaga namang makaleni. So, magpakamamaya, may magalit sa akin. Dahil, sinasabi ko lang, yung sa sales ko, naging, nasa laylayan na.
So, Susan na nga, Susan.
Yes, yeah, Susan. So, kidding aside, alam naman natin, di ba, yung pandemic affected everybody. Pero for me, like you, I was able to adjust right away because of my personality. Kasi, I'm a happy person. And I really try to have a positive outlook in life. Mm-hmm. Effect is really not that negative or hindi talaga siya very impactful. Mm-hmm. Halos wala din na bago or effect sa personality ko. Malaking bagay din kasi na we weren't really that affected like in shock. Diba? We're so blessed na hindi kami nawala ng work kasi feeling ko, if nawalan kami ng work, yun talaga domino effect. Magkakaroon ng effect yun sa personality at sa relationship namin ni Kagawad. Diba? Kahit, I think kung sino man nawala ng trabaho, napakahirap na yun na pagdaan. Tsaka, although ako, yung may personality din ako na may pagka-warrior ako na tao. Pero, alam mo yun, now that you're really grateful that God is really good, na hindi niya kami binigyan ng dapat na ika-worry hanggang ngayon. So, how I cope ngayong pandemic is not just because of my personality. Ngayon nga, I'm a happy person. I try to think as much as possible yung, you know, positive. Yun, I have a good support system, which is my wife. Katulad na sinabi mo na mahirap talaga pag nag-isa ka. During this pandemic, hindi mo mayakap yung pamilya mo tapos wala ka pang kasama sa buhay, di ba? So, tsaka ito, itong nagawa nitong pandemic sa amin, I think we really grew closer. And it deepened talaga yung bonds pa namin. So, it really helped me na actually sa aming dalawa na malagpasan namin tong pandemya na to, na hindi kami malungkot or malugmok ng todo. Pero, at saka parang everyday nag-uusap kami na we really try to focus on, you know, good things. Like, yun nga, sabi ko, thank you Lord kasi may work kami and everyone in the family, pati yung mga kilala namin yung friends tayo, di ba? Na parang talaga namang, thank you Lord, walang nagkasakit. Di ba? Yung mga malalapit na ano natin. Tapos, ang malaking tulong pa is calm and collected si Kagawad. Kaya nahahawa ko na nakakalma din ako. Kasi nga, hindi ko siya nakitaan ng kahit anong pangamba. At saka mapayapa siya. So lastly, actually nga, di ba nasabi mo ikaw, you're an introvert. Diba? Itong pandemic na to, I think yung naging effect sa akin, I realize na people think, or you may think na extrovert ako, pero itong pandemic, na-discover ko, I think may pagka-introvert ako. Kasi talaga naging, hindi kasi talaga naging mahirap sa akin itong lockdown. Kasi di ba, katulad mo, pag nakita mo, I'm, you know, outgoing ako, masayain akong tao, mahilig ako makipagkaibigan. So, although nalungkot, nandun yung lungkot, syempre, na hindi mo makita yung family mo. Pero itong lockdown na nag-isolate ako, actually, kinatawa ko nga yung work from home. Sabi ko sa iyo, di ba? Masaya. Tsaka yun, masaya nang walang bra, 24/7. So, na-enjoy ko kasi nga, ang laking factor na okay kami ni Kagawad. If you think na mag-isa ka lang tapos may partner ka nga pero putya talaga lumabas naman talaga lahat ng differences nyo like yung sabi mo si Kagawad parehas sita sa akin yan sita Kagawad sita Astals nga huwag ka maingay dahil nga minsan madalas ako every Friday cleaning time ko yan pag wala akong masyadong trabaho so talagang yan dyan ako naglilinis vacuum and all tapos siya nasa may kausap siya naririnig syempre nila yung mga vacuum tapos yung mga pagbabalibag ko sa mga kusina so kundi talaga na alam mo yun na okay kami ni Kagawad ewan ko lang.
Maswerte talaga tayo. And I think we're constantly reminded of how fortunate we are during this experience. Kasi di ba, ang daming nawala ng trabaho. Hindi man nagkasakit, nawala ng trabaho. And then during that time, saan ka maghahanap ng replacement mo na job? Lahat ng tao walang job, di ba? Tapos, you know, and we're fortunate that we have actually good relationships kasi yung iba bigla silang stuck at home and then they have the responsibilities of children tapos hindi sila magkasundo ng partner at tapos mawawalan ng trabaho parang sobrang you know one after the other so we're really really fortunate and also this reminds me of yung pinag-usapan natin also during that time na pinag-usapan natin yung buhay abroad. I think there's also a contribution of the fact na sanay tayo sa, you know, hirap at dagok ng buhay na sinasabi
resilient
before, di ba? Resilient na parang, kunyari, nangyayari nga to, yung hindi ka kaagad nagpapanik at saka hindi ka parang nagde-demand sa, yung from, demand that something will be given to you. Kasi sanay tayo nung mga, sa mga hopeless situation. Parang, kunyari, pandemic, wala kang magagawa. Para sa atin, parang baha lang yan eh. Mm-hmm. Yung baha, iintayin mo lang hang nabumaba yung tubig. Kasi wala kang magagawa. Hindi mo nung pwedeng labanan. Kahit na humingi ka ng tulong, wala naman tutulong sa'yo. So, parang ganun din yung virus para sa atin, I think, sa mga, yung mga training natin. You just mm-hmm. have to wait until it passes. Although, of course, 2 years na, ang hirap, di ba? But, at least we're very, very lucky, diba?
Exactly. Kaya nga, tsaka very, yeah. We're very lucky with our, you know, wife and you
yeah.
know, partner.
Partner.
Natin sa buhay, diba? Ako nga sabi ko, napakalaking tulong si Kagawa is coming collected kasi ako yung medyo warrior tsaka yung panicky. So talagang pag ganun, yung kapartner mo, nababalance ka eh. Kasi nakita mo na hindi siya nagpapanik. Though I know, deep down, may fear siya, may anxiety.
Oh, of course, it's scary.
Restless talaga, yeah. Diba? Pero kapag nakita mo na ganun, and you're, you know, you'll be stronger, and then,
yeah.
Dalawa kayo na hinaharap niyo yung crisis.
Yeah, magandang training actually itong nangyari sa atin. Like in couples, to communicate with each other, difficult situations, and you know, how you communicate during times of uncertainty. Kasi sa amin, naging constant yung communication, diba? Yung every single thing, you have to talk about it. Parang kunyari, there was a time na, oy, gusto daw makipag-meet nitong person, outdoor barbecue, talagang, you're forced to discuss it for your own safety. And kung mag-aaway man kayo, or you'll debate the pros and cons, you were trained as a couple, and you're forced, because there's no way out of it, to constantly talk about your fears, your concerns, and how to go about it together. And again, we're very lucky kasi ito lang yung mga concerns natin, and other people are struggling,
yes.
Diba? And so, you know, on your end, since we're all both very fortunate, you're very fortunate, what can you share to people who are struggling during this time?
Alam mo, ang dami talagang taong malala yung pinagdadaanan. And it's really hard right now. So, actually, hindi man ako expert, di ba, to tell them what to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, marami rin akong mga nakausap, mga friends, close sa akin, na talagang may pinagdaanan during the pandemic. So, para, ang masasabi ko lang siguro, para sa mga taong nag-struggle during mm-hmm. this time, it's really better for you to reach out to somebody that you can trust, or anyone na close sa'yo. Kasi, actually, better if professional, di ba? Kung may kakayanan ka. Para mas ma-express mo ba yung fears mo, tsaka yung uncertainties about the pandemic. Kasi lahat naman ng tao may pinagdadaanan, di ba? Lahat tayo, even us, di ba? We're just a little bit lucky, siguro yung situation natin. Iba-iba lang how we deal and yung coping mechanism nga natin. So, sabi ko nga, ako, maswerte kami kasi, you know, may kasama kami sa buhay, 'di ba? May work kami, awa ng Diyos. Malusog naman yung mga pamilya, yung pamilya natin, 'di ba? Ang pamilya namin, tsaka yung mga kaibigan namin na. Kaya yung mga struggle sa buhay like sa work, relationships, or yung mental health, yung mga nagsistruggle na yan, please don't hesitate to reach out and talk about it. Kasi wag mong itago at kimkimin. It's really important to seek help. No. Actually, alam mo, naisip ko nga, hindi naman sa pag-ano. Yung our podcast, itong podcast natin, pag kung nakikinig sila dito, nako, garantisado, magiging masaya at makakalimot sa pinagdadaanan. So, tapos ko pa lang, sinasabi ko na sa inyo, malalasing na kayo at mahehele kayo dito kay Shakira. Hindi, garantisado, liligaya kayo pag makinig kayo sa amin. Nakakatuwa nga kapag may nagme-message, di ba, sa atin na, uy, natuwa kami, or nakaka-relate kami, ganyan, may natutunan kami. Di ba, kahit pa paano, may sustansya naman yung sinasabi ko. Sa'yo, given naman, busog na sa mga kaalaman, no doubt. So sana, kahit sa iilang makikinig sa atin, di ba, na kapag share tayo ng kaligayahan, tapos nakatulong tayo, kung may pinagdadaanan mo sila ngayon, lalo ngayong pandemic, di ba, na podcast tayo. So, ang masasabi ko lang, spread the word at ipakalat pa natin sa buong Milky Way na ang K-Talk ang gamot sa kalungkutan ng sangkalibutan. K-Talk, it must be good.
Eh, hindi ko alam kung maniniwala ba sila na ano, na cause ng kaligayahan yung podcast natin. Eh, halos kalahati na tayo yung time natin hindi ka pa kumakanta. So, paano sila liligaya?
Ito nga, binigyan ko na nga sila ng ano, diba? If it's from K-Talk, it must be good. Kaya naman nga si Seiko Films, Robby Tan. Anong gusto mo? Oh. Mamaya ako kakanta.
Iniintay yan. May fan club ka kasi.
Nga, mamaya na. Pero diba, kung nakikinig sila, may pinagdadaanan sila, nagsistruggle sila, ipakalat nyo sa buong mundo, makinig isa to sa way. Kung ayaw nyo kumausap.
Pampasaya.
Pakinggan naturally. Pakinggan
nyo. Naturally, ha? Walang ano siya, walang drugs or wala.
Wala.
It's just clean. Clean diba? Happiness, diba?
O sige. Ikaw naman, timbugin mo yon, di ba? Gigil ka, di ba? Na-segue ko rin yung, ano, yung K-Talk.
Yung plug mo. Kasi wala tayong ibang sponsor. So, sponsor natin yung sarili natin and to say na, just keep listening. Alam mo, pero hindi totoo yung sinasabi mo na busog sila sa akin. They come here for you. Kasi gusto nilang lumigaya. Ako parang, ano lang, bullshit artist lang. Uy, himasan tayo ng himasan. Parang, ano, alam mo. Hindi yung pagbubuhat ng sariling bangko. Bubuhatin ko yung bangko mo. Actually, malaki yung bangko mo, ano yun eh, mataas yun eh, parang umabot sa akin. Kasi otherwise,
alam mo, yung mga bangko ko lagi, parang pang Freddy Aguilar, yung mga pang gig na bangko, yung mga bangko ko. So, timbugi mo yun kasi talaga naisegue ko eh. Pero totoo naman, kahit paano may impact tayo, kahit sa dalawa, tatlo, limang taong nakikinig sa atin, malay mo, malungkot sila ng pagkakatnong nakikinig sila, di ba? Lalo na ngayon, may pandemic. Una, napaligaya natin sila, di ba? Diyos ko, sa kanta mo na walang tono. Wala ka sa tono.
Hindi na nga ako kumakanta eh. Kasi, you know, bigger than the trauma of the pandemic, I'm traumatized by your insults. So now I don't even sing. You have taken the music from my life.
Ito na lang. Pag hindi kita iniinsulto, ibig sabihin hindi kita mahal.
Yeah. So, sige na nga. So, kakanta na lang. Kakanta ako ng wala sa tono para maano, ma-insulto mo ako.
Pero sige, timbugin mo yun.
Ako timbugin talaga eh.
So, ano masashare mo? May pinagdadaanan ng mga panahon na ito.
Well, alam mo, since there's so much isolation, di ba, dahil sa mga quarantine, work from home, hindi natin nakikita office mates natin, friends natin, it's so easy to feel isolated right now. And to feel na ikaw lang yung nagdadala ng problema, at saka ng sadness, at saka depression. Actually, kung tignan mo nga yung mga nagtatanong sa akin dun sa Ask FM, ang daming depressed na tao, and then they feel like they're the only ones who are sad. And I have to remind them, you have to be kind to yourself because everybody is going through a hard time right now. Not just yung mga talagang may concrete reasons like job loss or loss of family member or yung nagkasakit sila, but just being, like, experiencing the trauma of this pandemic, the loneliness, yung parang lack of direction, na parang naging frozen kasi yung plans mo sa buhay dahil hindi mo magawa. And yung mga escape na normally ginagawa natin, like to see our friends or to go on vacation, hindi rin natin magawa. So parang, you know, you feel so heavy and you feel like you're stuck and you're just suffering. Meron nang nag-coin ng ng term, actually. They coined the term na parang common, the feeling during the pandemic. Ang term na ginamit nila ay languishing. Kasi parang,
ano ba yan? Pasta ba yan?
Langoustine o linguine. Languishing is parang ano, parang you're suffering in a constant state. Parang ganun yung word na ginamit. And I think that's an accurate feeling na nararanasan natin lahat. So yung depression andyan yan. I think everybody is depressed. Wala naman akong kilala na masaya ngayon eh. Na parang, oh my God, this is the best time ever. Even if you're enjoying the time at home, which I am really enjoying the time at home, there's a part of you that's sad and you're mourning the loss of the company of your friends and the family and your freedom to see all of these people, to go on vacation.
Just to even hear sad news. Mga news.
You just, the freedom to go outside and to experience new things. Eh, wala ka kasi ng freedom na yun. Eh. It's not like before na, even if you're working from home, it's not like before na lalabas ka and every day there's a new experience or meron kang maamoy na niluluto dun sa bagong restaurant or, you know, you'll see something pretty. Wala kasing ganung experience and parang the constant, parang, yung ano, monotony of your experience, di ba? And then, ito pang malala, kasi di ba, there was a period siguro mga 3 to 5 months ago na parang it appeared like things were gonna go back to normal. Yes. Kasi di ba, ang dami ng vaccination. Ano pa, plano ka na ng mga vacation mo. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang kaplano ka na ng mga party. Tapos biglang ngayon may panibagong cycle na naman of fear and then quarantine. And you just want to ask yourself, may katapusan ba to? Or ganito na lang tayo forever? Diba? Kasi parang back to square one na ba tayo? Na parang same fear, but then sawang-sawa na. Lahat ng tao sawang-sawa na, diba? Kaya nga ang dami mong naririnig na parang iinis na lang sila. Parang bahala na, wala na akong pakialam. Magpa-party na lang ako and then magkakasakit sila because you let your guard down, but also you can't blame them because they just really are tired of the situation, and we're all tired of the situation. So, ang masasabi ko lang to everyone, and this goes for everyone going through a hard time, is you take it one day at a time. Parang one foot in front of the other. Lahat naman yan, kahit naman nung heartbreak episode natin, di ba? Yung at the point na sobrang hirap na hirap ka na, wala ka namang magagawa, just, you know, take that one step and one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And remember to always be grateful. Kasi yung you're sad, you're stuck at home, yung parang feeling mo na depressed ka or whatever, this is a luxury, actually. Kasi yung other people, they don't have the luxury of being stuck at home. Kailangan nilang pumasok, maghanap buhay, di ba? Tapos, they don't, you know, they don't have the chance na mag-isolate. Parang kailangan sumabak talaga sila. This is actually, in our sad, depressed, and restless state, this is the most, ano na, fortunate and ideal state in during this time. We are the luckiest, di ba?
Yeah.
And there's always someone who's having a more difficult time than you. Mm-hmm. It's something to remember. Not to dismiss what you're feeling, but just to know that everybody is going through something, di ba? And then approaching
things nga, di ba? Yung positive things na isipin mo na, at least ikaw may work, di ba? Tapan
yun. May food ka, everyone's healthy, you're trying to be healthy, just try to be. It's so hard. It's really so hard. I think we have to remember that it's hard. So huwag nating i-dismiss yung nararamdaman natin and also nararamdaman ng ibang tao. You know, be more forgiving. Be kind to yourself, but be kind to others too. Kung kunyari, nag-reach out ka sa isang tao and then hindi sila kaagad naka-response sa'yo, parang intindihin mo na rin, they're going through a hard time. Huwag ka naman masyadong demanding na parang, uy, work from home ka naman, kailangan sumagot ka agad.
Ikaw sensitive parang gums.
Huwag ka naman maging sensitive because it's like, there's no point, di ba? And especially na parang, we're approaching 1.5 to almost 2 years of this pandemic experience, di ba? So, in the coming days and months and maybe in the next year, what do you think you're going to be doing differently?
Siguro, lalabas ako lang na kung ito ba.
Ay, gusto ko makita yan. Pwede i-ano mo. I-video mo, ah.
Kakaiba talaga yun, di ba? Hindi. Joke lang. Lahat talaga makuwangstan. Sagot na matin, eh. Alam mo, ngayon, sa ngayon, there's not much to do pa. Di ba? Kasi everything that we do now is government mandated pa din. Di ba? Sabi mo nga, parang nagiging cycle. Ano ba ito? Bumabalik naman ba tayo from, you know, stage one ulit. Dito kasi sa Ontario, we're still, you know, following rules, unlike other countries na itago na lang natin sa pangalang Amerika. I think, actually, na-excite nga kayo to go back to normal, eh. So ngayon, I think, you're feeling the fourth wave sa pagkakaroon.
Oh, actually, that's very sad.
Diba? Kami, extra careful pa din. But since, nung nag-fully vaccine, nag-vax na kami, we decided to make the most out of the summer. To be out and do a lot of outdoor activities. So I think, nasabi ko yun from last episode, diba, na I thought of doing fun activities. Nag-start yun, yung wakeboarding, ginawa akong sleepboarding, diba? Tapos nag-treetop adventure kami. Yung mga ganong things na hindi ko inakala na gagawin ko. So, because last year, diba, talagang naubos ang tulog lang ang 1 year mo, hindi ka nakalabas. Kasi kahit before naman the pandemic, at least in a year, pumunta talaga kami sa States, diba? We really see each other at once a year, diba? So, ngayon, kahit papano, nagta-travel kami kahit yung long drive kasi gusto rin namin makaramdam pa ng kahit papano konting normalcy dahil medyo may lakas na kami ng loob dahil na-vaccinate na kami tsaka medyo marami na na-vaccine dito. So, yun yung medyo ginagawa namin kakaiba dahil from last year wala kang ginawang kakaiba, diba? So, in terms of work naman, still work from home pa din ako. Ako, remotely talaga. Remote yung work ko ngayon as of this time. Tapos, sigla kagawad kahit papano, hindi pa rin talaga sila binibigyan ng, you know, ng news kung babalik sila. Pero we just see to it na, oh, dapat mas maging active kami. Pero keeping safe pa din. Yan ang pinaka-importante sa ating lahat, ha? Please keep safe pa rin tayo. Tapos, kung yung sa iba, yung kung masasabi ko lang, yung iba naman, if hindi pa sila comfortable to do anything different or feeling nila, eh, wala pa din nagbabago sa daily lives nila, huwag kayo ma-stress. Okay? Kasi we're already dealing a historical global crisis on a daily basis. So, kung nakasurvive ka up to this day, it's enough. Diba? So, stay calm. Mag-relax. One day at a time, sabi mo nga, we will, you know, all get through this. So, step by step, kahit na not necessarily naman na gumawa ka lang agad ng kakaiba, kasi I think ganun yung nangyari sa iba. Itago na nga lang natin sa pangalang Amerika, di ba? Na-excite na todo-todo. Hindi, di ba?
Hindi. Mga ano kasi dito, mga suwail kasi mga tao dito. Kasi wala nga silang resilience, di ba? Kasi parang, ay, hindi mo masabihan eh.
Kaya, although naiintindihan ko naman yung sinasabi mo na, oh, naiintindihan mo kasi napapagod na sila, pero we're still dealing with a global crisis eh, di ba? Parang, yun yung sa akin na, kahit na gusto mong may gawing kakaiba, dahil because of the pandemic fatigue and magto 2 years na, please, still, isipin mo pa rin naman, yung lahat ng tao, di ba?
Huwag lang sarili mo.
Ang tao sa mundo. Pwede ka rin naman gumawa ng kakaiba pa. Just walking outside, di ba? Para, kahit pa paano, ang gawin mo, para may gawin ka kakaiba, kahit sabi mo, kunyari, walking lang yan, eh di maglakad ka pabaliktad. Paurong. O, maglakad ka, naggamit ang nguso mo, yung mga ganon. At least yun, masasabi mo, Bibo, nakakaiba kang ginawa sa mundo. Ako nangigigil ako sa mga matitigas ang ulo talaga.
Totoo. Ang hirap eh, wala ka naman magagawa.
Sabi mo, parang ano ba to? Are we going back to, you know, day one? Buti na lang kahit paano kami dito sa Ontario, medyo maliit-liit at talagang nag-iingat pa rin. So, sana, one day talaga we'll get out of this pandemic talaga. Ay, nako, nakakalungkot, di ba? Parang yung plans mo na nawala from, you know, isang taon mahigit, di ba? Ang dami kang plans na hindi nagawa. Ikaw, what are your plans for year 2? Itong unique global experience. So, do you feel like there are things you can do better during this time?
Alam mo, lahat tayo, expert na actually tayo dito sa pandemic, 1 year of doing the same thing. And then now we realize that it's not going to get better or go back to normal anytime soon. So, since alam na natin how to do it, how to keep ourselves safe, you know, I think it's easier kasi you know a little bit more about the situation, about this virus, how it's transmitted, you know how to take care of yourself, how to take care of your loved ones. Parang na-affirm mo na yung commitment mo, not just to keep yourself healthy, but also to keep other people healthy by, you know, keeping yourself vaccinated, social distancing, wearing your mask. You can't avoid na ang dami talagang suwail na tao or selfish na tao, especially sa gusto mong itago sa pangalang Amerika.
Talaga, tinatago diba? Sa Amerika. Hindi, ano yan eh, parang unknown yung pangalan na yan.
Oo. Talagang kami talaga yung root of all evil. Pero huwag naman New York kasi natuto naman kami. Other parts lang. I think what we've tried to do and we want to keep on doing is to just really make an effort to recognize the mental health effects yeah. of this pandemic and do something about it. Diba? Alam mo na na everyone's suffering, you're depressed, what are the things that you should do? Come up with things. Katulad nga, sabi mo na lumabas ka, maglakad ka. Kasi iba kasi nasa stuck dyan sa ano mode na malungkot ako, wala akong magagawa. Meron kang magagawa.
You know, pinaka-basic.
Diba? Kunyari, oh, hindi sila makalakad kasi daw madaming tao. Di gumising ka ng madaling araw. Make time. Make time if you know it's going to help you and your mental health. make the effort because it's going to help you. Even yung simpleng like, you know, I think nawala sa mga ibang tao yung exercise, which is really, really good for your mental health and your mood, yung endorphins mo, you know, that's something that you can focus on. I think what I want to do better is to be more productive. Kasi nung first year, ang daming uncertainty, ang daming fear, parang you just spent time trying to cope with the situation and trying to deal with it and protect yourself. And now, meron ka ng routine, alam mo na how to handle it. And I really want to, for the second year, just use my time more wisely and at least be more productive and creative. And actually, you know, kanina pinag mo yung podcast and how they, how our podcast helps other people. I also just want to share that it's helped me a lot. And this project has really helped me creatively and, you know, actually, you know, collaborating.
Yeah.
It's something that people can also do, not necessarily come up with a podcast project, but gawa ka ng project that, you know, will keep you in touch with your friends, you know, like us. Diba? Hindi naman tayo nag-uusap dati parate, diba? Parang every so often during the pandemic, parang okay, mag-Zoom tayo or mag-Facebook chat tayo. But now we're in constant communication. Every day, nag-uusap tayo because of this project. And it brings you closer to the people that you love. And also, it stimulates you kasi may bago kang ideas, di ba? Na parang hindi ka masyadong focused on the situation. Kasi otherwise, kung kunyari nag-uusap lang tayo na mag-chat tayo, ang pag-uusapan nyo lang, oy, kailan ba back to work nyo? Ano bang ginagawa nyo? Ano bang numbers, case numbers, and whatever. But because we have this project together, ang dami nating ibang topic and, you know, na parang creatively, nag-iisip tayo ng ideas kung paano bang ano. And that's something that, you know, we can also recommend to other people to come up with something that has nothing to do with the pandemic, even by yourself or with other people, para lang to just keep your mind away from what's going on and to remind you that there is a life after this pandemic. And our responsibility to ourselves and to other people is to stay healthy. Kasi kung kunyari, matapos nga nitong pandemic and it will end, you know, just like our last episode, without health, you are nothing. So if you don't stay healthy, you can't enjoy, you know, the good times ahead. And there will be good times. I know it's taking such a long time, but there will be good times, diba? And I know, nakakapagod talaga siya. It's just so hard to think about a time where it's going to get better. Ikaw ba, nakakaramdam ka ba ng parang fatigue or exhaustion from this situation?
Ay, alam mo, sabi ko nga, di ba, parang sino ba namang hindi? Di ba? Although ako, kahit pa paano, sabi ko, hindi naman kami masyado talaga na-affect dahil we're enjoying each other talaga. Pero, nakakapagod. I think different people are faced with different challenges, tapos yung experiences during these unusual times. And although yung pang-araw-araw na buhay ng bawat tao, it varies, diba? It varies for everyone. I think ang maa-agree lang ng nating lahat in general are ngayon, things are different, difficult, scary, confusing, tsaka uncertain. So I think we can all agree on that. Nobody truly knows before what exactly is happening and how to handle it. Even ngayon, marami pa ding questions and no one knows when will this end. But, matatapos din to.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya talagang maraming pasaway na tatago ko na nga lang sa pangalang Amerika. Na nagpa-follow and listen to professionals tsaka sa government on how to keep safe and how to stop the spread of the virus kasi ngayon yung tinatawag nila na pandemic fatigue. Diba? So, tsaka wala naman tayong manual na sinulat about what to do during a pandemic. So, ang nangyari, we were forced na ma-abandon yung normal life natin, yung functioning routine natin. And this just doesn't work for everyone. So, talagang mapapagod ka, lalo na dun sa iba. Kaya nga talagang nagiging suwail, diba? So, yun na lang simpleng pagmamask. Marami ka pa rin nakikita hindi nagmamask. Katulad nga sa inyo, napabakunahan na, wala pa lang 50% ng pota, nagtanggalan na ng mga maskara, kakagigil. Yung paghugas ng kamay, met maya na kasi hodang magputis kahoy na yung kamay mo sa pagka-dry. Ako, tinatanong na ako, ano bang favorite mong color? Lagi sinasabi ko, burgundy dry. Yung pag-disinfect, di ba? Tapos yung Maya't maya nga, alam mo, yung kumare ko nga dito, shout out sa kumare kong Casey, si Diane, sa baba. Pag nagkukwentuhan kami, hindi nakakapagod na rin, di ba? Para maya't maya, para yung disinfect, yung Lysol, baka hindi COVID ang ikamatay natin, yung mga chemicals, di ba? Sa pagla-Lysol, tapos you have to wash your groceries, you know? I love you, Twinnie!
Hindi pa niya maririnig ito pag narinig niya matutuwa.
Diba? Pero eh, minsan iisipin mo palang na mag-grocery ka. Parang, alam mo, pag niisip ko nga pag-grocery ako, parang gusto ko na isabay sa bubble bath. Diba? Yung mga simpleng ganyan na nakapagod. So sana naman, ito na naman ako ha. Sorry ha, huwag niyo po ako i-bash kung anti-masker kayo or anti-vaxxers kayo. Pero nakikiusap lang naman kami na sana maawa na kayo kasi nakakapagod eh. Nakakapagod na. Sumunod naman tayo. It's for the greater good. Diba? Parang kasi buong mundo na talaga yung naapektuhan. So, matauhan na po kayo kasi really have to trust science now and not to be selfish para makaalpas na tayo tapos hindi na rin kayo mapagod. Kasi diba, saan pa nagmumula tong pagod mo dahil dito sa pandemya? Bakit? Kasi hindi sumusunod yung tao. So, nagiging cycle lang, bumabalik tayo sa step one. So, anong nangyayari? Damay pa rin naman kayo eh. Pag nag-down eh. So, anong gagawin natin? So, magkaisa-isa na lang tayo, diba? So, kaya, na hopefully, we'll be out of the woods soon. Diba?
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Correct, correct. Kaya, sabi nila, diba, this is not a sprint, but a marathon. Diba? Since ikaw, marathon runner ka, tas ako, Ironman.
Taga-plancha.
How have you broken this down as a long-term experience?
Alam mo, I guess, training from endurance sports, as well as being an immigrant, I think, training natin tong lahat, is not to always worry about the long-term. Diba? Kasi nga, sanay tayo dito sa mga unfixable situation, mga baha, mga natural disasters, and this is a natural disaster, diba? Wala kang magagawa. So, you just have to wait and to stop like worrying so much about that far, far future kasi hindi mo naman talaga makokontrol yun. The only thing that you can control is your immediate goals. So, yun muna yung i-focus mo. Sinabi natin kanina yung one foot in front of the other, one step at a time, you know, just secure yourself, protect yourself, protect your own health. And then, isang magandang analogy actually when I was thinking about this, when I'm running like a long race, like marathon or half marathon, ayoko nakikita yung mile markers. Ayoko nakikita yung parang, oh, mile one, 12 miles to go, or 20 miles to go. Ayoko nakikita yung kasi parang pumapasok sa isip ko, ang tagal pa. So, I think, you know, we know that this is a marathon. You just keep doing what you're doing. Huwag mong iisipin na parang, uy, one year pa. Ang tagal naman. Kasi, ini-internalize mo yun eh. Yes. Diba? Kasi tas parang, finipil mo na parang, ang hirap, hindi ko na kaya. As opposed to, just keep doing what you're doing. Tas biglang, uy, ano, 1 mile to go na lang pala. Yeah. Diba? Hindi mo na namalaya na parang nandun ka na pala sa finish line. So, if you can, and it's very hard to do, you know, just get through 1 mile after the other or one goal in front of the other. Like, okay, the next sleep, the next day. Yan ang nagiging approach ko at least. And I think it worked naman. And I think other people can also learn from that na parang isecure mo muna yung immediate as opposed to like thinking about long-term na mga nasira mong plano. Right? Or parang isipin mo na parang, kailan pa kaya ako makakapag-bakasyon? Ang tagal pa. Diba? Malulungkot ka lang talaga. Diba? And I mean, there's so many downsides to this pandemic and so many bad feelings. But, you know, there's also positive things. Like, yung sabi mo, ikaw positive thinker ka. So, for you, what are you most proud of during this pandemic?
Na ang proud ako, unang-una, syempre, dun sa mga skills na natutunan ko. Diba, sabi ko nga dati, ni hotdog, ni itlog, di ako makapagprito. Tapos tumating ako dito, natuto ko ng basic cooking. Tapos, nakatry ako. I never imagined, like, thought of myself, like, trying other, you know, cuisines or yung mga dishes. So, pati nga, actually, yung pagbe-baking, dahil niluloko nga ako nito yung nagkagawa. Dahil naman ako, panayang tansya-tansya lang din ako sa pagluluto, diba? Ang baking dapat, ano yung precise talaga, may mga sukat-sukat. Pero, na-enjoy ko din siya. So, ay, actually, tsaka, isa pang kina-proud ko, simple things lang naman to, yung, I found out na kahit pa paano, nakakabuhay ako ng halaman. Kasi dati talaga, wala talaga akong hilig dyan. Pero yung lolo ko, wala kayo sa lolo ko. Yung lolo ko talaga, as in, literal, green thumb talaga siya. Kaya, siguro kahit paano, nakuha ko ng konti, kahit light green thumb. Kasi may mga, yung nag-start ng pandemic, dun kami nag-start, nag-collect ng mga kahit maliliit na halaman lang. And in fairness naman, kahit paano, nabuhay sila at tumaba sila. So, but isa, at isa, yung isa pa sa siguro nakaka-proud ako, kasi pinaproud ko sa sarili ko. Nung una, syempre, lahat naman tayo may hesitations nung may sabing, you know, may ginagawa silang vaccine. Syempre, we don't know anything, like yung mga uncertainties, tsaka yung mga unknowns, diba? Dahil magiging, ano ba to, maayos ba yung bakuna, diba? Safe ba, diba? Pero, I was so proud of myself kasi, you know, nagpabakuna ako, diba?
Yay!
Yun yung konting part for me na nagawa ko para makatulong na hindi ako makapag-spread ng virus for myself, pati dun sa family mo. Kasi yung sacrifices na ginawa natin not to see our family and friends ng matagal na panahon for the greater good and to protect them as well, I think it's something. That's something talaga, di ba? Kahit nakaka-proud kasi nga, di ba? Kahit paano talagang ginawa mo yon na kahit na may takot ka na, shit, baka mabakunahan ako, baka ano na lang, bumula na lang yung bibig ko, diba? Kaya bukasan, di na ako magising, diba? Posible yun eh. Pero, kahit nakakalungkot, ginawa mo nga yun dahil, because of, you know, that small help na maambag mo dito sa crisis na to. And actually, another thing, it's not about me. It's not about me that I'm proud of na during this pandemic. Actually, I wanna shout out and I wanna be, you know, say I'm proud of all yung lahat ng frontliners natin. Grabe yung ginawa nila para sa atin. Yung their lives are at stake and yet ginagawa pa din nila yung trabaho nila para i-save lahat.
Wala silang choice, di ba?
Exactly. And imagine, I have a brother na PSW. So, yung mga sinasabi natin na yun tayong luxury natin na nakaka-work from home tayo. Tapos sila, di ba, they have to go out. Like, parang at risk pa rin yung buhay nila. I have friends na nurses. Like, you know, baby ko, yung asawa niya, esposa niya, si Victoria. So, shout out na sa kanila. I'm so proud of them and I'm proud because malapit sila sa buhay ko. And sila yung tunay na bayani nitong pandemic. So, sa lahat ng, actually, sa lahat ng healthcare workers at yung mga essential workers na patuloy na lumalaban, at risk, na exposed, pero kailangan nilang mabuhay kayo. Diba? So, right now, we're really doing our best given the circumstances. And you should be so proud of yourself for that. So, yun talagang gusto kong mostly na talagang nakaka-proud na. Lalo na pag nakikita ko yung baby ko, diba? Na parang, wow.
Every day. Especially during the time na at the height of it, nakikita mo yung mga friends mo na doctor na every day sumasabak sila, 'di ba? Even though, you know, tayo nakakaramdam tayo ng extreme fear, nasa bahay lang tayo, pero sila yung every day naka-mask sila, naka-full PPE sila para lang to save our lives. It's really a big thing and nakalimutan na natin minsan kasi parang one year na, parang feeling mo no big deal, but now pumabalik na naman, ayun na talaga
yung tunay na bayani. Naiisip ko pa lang yun na, Diyos ko, mahal ko, magagawa ko ba yun? Sabi ko, ako hindi ko kayang gawin yun. Grabe, ang iba, ang tindi. Tapos yung mga hindi nagpapabakuna, yung mga nagpuprotect.
Oo, di ba? Parang alam mo,
Diyos ko naman.
In-endanger mo yung mga heroes natin, di ba? Exactly. Alam mo, gusto ko yung sinabi mo about family. And yung sacrifice natin by staying away from our family to protect them. And it's interesting kasi, di ba, parang napaka-ironic because I love you as a family member or yung friends mo, you have to stop yourself from loving them because you love them, di ba? Because your love, your seeing them or hugging them and being with them can endanger them. So, ang hirap nun, di ba? Kasi, you know, because you care so much for them, you keep yourself away from them, diba? And it's such a hard thing to wrap your head around, and also talagang mapapagod ka, and you really will say at some point na parang alam mo wala na akong pakialam dyan sa COVID na yan, yayakapin talaga kita, diba? Parang, but then it's like, wait,
Pero may isip mo pa rin, actually, nung, yun na nga, eh, di ba, after this pandemic, nung nag-fully vaccinate na, nung birthday ko, nakita-kita kami ng pamilya ko, ate ko, mga kapatid ko, yung mga friends ko, I'm so, so, so happy. I'm over the moon. Di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang iba yung kilig namin, isa-isa.
Oh, excited ka.
Parang totoo ka ba? Di ba? Parang, diba?
Kasi iba pa rin, 'di ba? You know, kasi yung kunyari kahit video call, nakita kayo face to face, iba talaga yung ano, yung you know, body movements niyo, yung facial expression, yung face to face contact, and then touching that person, it, you really can't replace that.
Exactly. Nay nako, talaga naman. Kaya nga sana, sana talaga I know this will end, but hopefully, hope tong mga variants na to ay matimbog na talaga natin. Ako sa iyo, what are you most proud of during this pandemic?
I think maybe some people don't consider it a big deal, but for me, I'm proud of and I'm very grateful that I'm able to keep my marriage healthy during this time. Kasi ang daming nagkaroon ng conflict, ang daming naghiwalay, learning this new communication during this stressful time, being with anybody, kahit family member 24/7, kahit na 1 week lang, let alone 1 year, tas ngayon magiging 2 years, it's such an enormous challenge. I'm very proud that we've kept each other healthy. It's, you know, it's difficult. It's a lot of conversations. It's a lot of nagging sometimes kasi diba parang, you know, you have to constantly remind each other na parang, you know, kahit yung isa parang ayaw na, ayoko na mag-mask pagka ganitong time, tapos yung isa parang mamimilit, di ba? Parang magkakainisan talaga kayo kasi parang isipin mo na, ay, paranoid ka naman, parang okay na yan, or ganito na. Constantly negotiating and debating just to protect each other because you love each other, it's something that we were all able to do. Mm-hmm. And then, still being focused on, you know, our careers and at least still having our jobs. Yes. And then being still focused on our financial goals. It's a luxury, but I'm also glad that we are able to get through it. And then also just accomplishing what we've accomplished. And actually, nag-iba kasi diba yung samahan ninyo ngayon eh. Because of this time. Yung bonding nyo. Because, you know,
wala kang choice,
diba? Kasi kung kunyari, dati, nung nag-work pa tayo lahat sa office, and if you're close enough, alam mo yung bawat kilos ng isa, diba? Isa't isa, diba? But ngayon, diba, bawat parang konting hinga lang niya from the other end of the room na iba lang yung sound ng boses niya or yung breath niya. Alam mo na merong iba, diba? Tatanungin mo na, what's wrong?
Yes.
Yung parang sobrang naging sensitive. Mm-hmm. Parang kunyari, parang kung nagpalaki ng baby, diba? Yung parang bawat hinga niya, bawat angal, alam mo na yung ibig sabihin. You know, growing with each other this way, it's such a unique experience. And I think it's something to be proud of kasi hindi na to mangyayari ever again, hopefully. Diba?
Yes.
And also, defining what's important to us and directing our energies towards that. I think this time, this period has taught us to parang to constantly ask, ano bang importante sa iyo, di ba? Is it your health or is it your career? Is it, you know, this or is it your friends or is it your health? Di ba, parati kang we had to make so many important decisions and choices and difficult choices during this time. So, yung learning what's important, di ba? I think that's a good lesson and that's something to be proud of, learning to communicate that way. And, being home together is such a unique experience. I'm still enjoying it. I know you guys are still enjoying it.
And
I'm proud for all of us that we are still having a good time, diba?
So, talaga. So, kaya nga talaga sabi ko, be careful what you wish for. Talaga, sinabi ko talaga nung sana magkaroon ako ng work from home na work. Ayan.
Nagkaroon ka.
Thank you talaga, Lord. At saka, proud din ako sa marriage namin ni Pandawad. Kasi nga, diba? Sabi mo, ito, matindi to. WHO talaga to. Ang tindi ng pagka masita at saka stricto. Konting ano lang, magmaska o ganyan.
Diba?
Sisilip ka lang sa pinto, magmamaska pa. Meron then, na, diba? May kilala ko, yung nasa baba ko nga, si kumaring tay-tay ko, pagod na, pagtatapon lang ng basura, kaya magdadala ng pagkain dito. sabi ni Beth, kailangan maligo siya pagbalik niya. So, ikakasakit niya, pulmon.
Oo nga, mga, di ba germaphobe? Alam ko yan eh, germaphobe talaga yan dati na germaphobe. Lalo pa ngayon. Hi! Diba? Diba? That actually is related to yung point na how do we love people now? Diba yung loving your family by staying away? Ito, parang narinig mo yung constant nagging and constant reminder na parang ikaw iniinis na inis ka na parang huwag mo nga akong kulitin, and then you have to remember that is love. That is how she loves you because she wants to protect you. So, learning that and seeing that and accepting it, I think it's another skill that we learned. And speaking of things that we learned, mm-hmm. What have you learned? What lessons did you take from this pandemic?
Actually, napapaisip na talaga ako. Minsan, nagre-reflect ako. I thought of 7 lessons.
Oh, wow.
Parang 7 deadly.
Impressive.
Dabi talaga, mga ganun pa.
Mga sinful.
Mga ganun. Actually, unang-una na pumasok sa isip ko, pag minsan naiisip ko na ano kaya na natutunan ko ngayong pandemya, survival talaga is the biggest achievement. Yung survival of the fittest ng talaga nangyari for the first year. Kasi di ba, wala pang vaccine. You know? Mm-hmm. It's really the unknown. Then babalik talaga tayo dun sa previous episode natin na health is really important. Sabi mo nga, di ba? You're nothing. I have nothing. Nothing. Nothing if I'm not healthy. O, ba't ayaw mo kumanta? Ayaw mapulaan.
Ayaw akong mapuna. Kasi masisira yung ano mo.
Hindi. Di ba? Kasi sabi nga nila, self-care is not self-indulgence. It has positive outcomes for you, and it also sets an example to younger generations. Katulad nga ng sinabi natin ng previous episode natin, di ba? Hanggat kung kaya mong mag-start mula ng pagkabata na to be healthy, gawin mo na. Kasi tayo ng mga panahon na yun, hindi natin talaga inisip yun. So second, yung being financially prepared. Mm-hmm. Grabe, di ba? You really have to be ready kasi itong pandemya, walang may alam na mangyayari.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung financial stress talaga, lalo na sa mga unexpected na nangyari, like yung una-una, nawalan ka ng trabaho, wala ka talagang magiging laban. Though, we always have to save naman for the rainy days talaga. Pero I think mas maraming natuto. Ngayon mm-hmm. pandemya, mm-hmm. double, di ba? And third, family matters more than we realized. Diba? So yung mm-hmm. pinag-uusapan nga natin that we love them, that we really want to protect them, na natatakot tayo, nakakatakot na mawala yung isa sa family members mo dahil sa COVID. Tapos mm-hmm. wala kang magawa. Like, just kubuti na lang talaga, diba? Until now, I thank God na walang talaga nangyayari. Dahil ang hirap eh. Kung may mangyari, tapos you can't be with them. Diba? Sa huling mm-hmm. sandali nila. So as much as we can talk to them and be with them, you know, just do it. Tapos yung wife nga natin, yung spouses and partners natin, naging critical talaga sila sa well-being natin. Mm-hmm. Malaki talaga mm-hmm. tulong. Kasi, katulad ng sinabi nga natin kanina, kung wala kang kasama sa buhay, tapos meron ka pang mental issues or, you know, depression, tapos mag-isa ka sa buhay, nag-pandemic pa, Diyos ko naman, di ba? Ano na lang magiging mangyayari? Wala ka nayayakap or wala ka man lang kasama sa crisis, di ba?
Or may kasama ka pero ayaw mo, di ba?
Or may kasama ka kahit ayaw mo. Katulad nga yung sabi mo, di ba, maraming nakarealize na naghiwalay, nag-divorce, tapos yung mga struggles na dinadanas nila during the pandemic, added toll pa. Di ba? So, yun. Mm-hmm. Tapos, to be more grateful and thankful sa lahat ng blessings, every day is an opportunity for us to be kinder and more considerate. So, this time, importante na isipin natin yung ibang tao, hindi lang yung pansarili natin. Our actions affect others. Meaning, kung hindi tayo considerate of others, like just by following the mandates, like wearing masks, physical distancing, we can put others in danger and this will not end. So, let's just take each day as it comes, tapos be more understanding to yourself and take the time to do things to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Diba? As life is short. So, second to the last ko, siguro, masasabi ko, malugmok man tayo dito sa crisis na to, pero makakabangon pa rin tayo. Sabing kaya ng sinabi natin, diba, always remember the pandemic will end. Tapos lastly, gusto ko lang sabihin ang saya ko dahil naka-work from home ako. Sana for life. Ito, natutunan ko na buti na lang talaga work from home ako. Kasi imaginein mo, di ba, kung ang work mo, taga-imbalsa mo, may uuwi mo ba yung mga bangkay?
Hindi.
Ay, mag-work from home ka, di ba? So, ano, yun yung mga lessons na natutunan ko na kahit papano, iniisip ko from time to time and every day. And I'm really thankful. I'm really, really thankful sa buhay na meron kami despite of all the hardships, yung struggles, diba? Tsaka itong global crisis. So, we'll get there for sure. And, syempre, kung ako nagbigay ako ng mga leksyon sa buhay, mawawala ba ang leksyon ni Shakira? Diba? I wanna hear it from you too. What lessons na you can share from the pandemic?
The most important lesson that I learned is K-talk lang ang sakalam.
Malu!
That's it! Till our next episode! Bye! Just kidding!
Okay, bye! Sige na, matutuloy na ako.
Ay, ganun.
Sakalam.
Yes. Sakalam. I just want to express how grateful I am for this podcast. Even if we didn't have an audience, kahit wala kayong mga listeners dyan, this has been very good for me and very good for all of us. But that doesn't mean you can abandon us. You have to keep listening. Very grateful for many things. I also want to share the things that I learned. You know, I mentioned earlier, I learned that what's really important to me, kasi you have to constantly ask that, especially when you feel like your life is in danger or things are uncertain. You have to ask yourself what your priorities are and what's important. Kasi ang daming tinanggal sa'yo, ang daming nawala, right? Tinanggal yung social life mo, tinanggal yung daily commute mo, yung daily distractions, tinanggal sa'yo. You were locked in a room far away from everything, you know, and then you were made to worry about your life and your survival. So what did you learn? Of course, I learned a lot. And you have to think, as you're our listener, you have to think about, what did you also learn? I know it's sad, it's really hard, but you learned some things. And I think it's important to verbalize or to articulate kung ano talaga tong things that you learned and what you learned is important to you. Another lesson that I learned actually is to make an effort to try to wean yourself a little bit from the screen time. Kasi naging excessive na yung screen time during this pandemic. Kasi di ba parang work from home ka? Work from home ka, nandiyan ka sa screen mo. Tapos parang buong araw. Actually, if you think about it, lumalabo nga yung mata ko actually during this time. Kasi from the moment na magising ka, nandiyan ka sa screen. And then tuloy-tuloy yun until social media or whatever. And then manunod ka ng TV. You're constantly in front of this light. Tapos, the fact that you feel stuck and you feel like far away and removed from everything else, I think nagkakaroon tayo ng sobrang involvement in social media. Kasi kailangan mo mag-distract, diba? So parang iniisip mo na parang, uy, ano kaya yung ginagawa ng ibang tao? Nagta-travel sila? Or yung minsan na i-involve ka sa mga away ng may mga away, 'di ba? Tapos nagiging
pa ka, 'di ba?
Nakikisali ka, 'di ba? Naging popular actually yung yung mga away ngayon, 'di ba? Kasi ang daming may time. Kung kunyari nabanggit mo yung kay Vicky Bello na scandal or yung nagrereklamo yung mga tao, everyone has time to complain about that at makisakay sila, 'di ba? Sa sarili nilang whatever. And then naging magnified yan during this pandemic like 100 times. And it's so easy to get yourself involved in that or whatever petty fight na nagiging toxic na. I think you need to recognize that it has a bad effect on you and try to step away, not just from the screen time, but also like all these little irrelevant conflicts in social media. Kasi it's not good for you. And also it takes away from your priorities and what you need to focus on also.
So stop trolling.
Oh, totoo yan. Totoo yan. Wag nating karirin actually yung mga away online. Focus on yourself kasi the reason naman na sumasakay ka sa lahat ng mga away na yun eh kasi gusto mo i-distract yung sarili mo sa sarili mong problema at sarili mong mga issues. So try to recognize that and work on yourself instead of attacking others. And then last, diba? Ano pa? Good vibes pa. Madami pa kayong matututunan.
Okay.
Yun. And then lastly, I think one lesson that it's good for us to learn is that unprecedented, first time in our lives, you have a chance to filter the return of the people around you. Kasi diba nawala sila lahat, diba? And there were so many times before the pandemic that you're obligated to spend time with people, diba? Parang, kailangan ko pumunta dito sa party kasi, ano, they expect me, pero ayoko naman sa kanila, ayoko naman kasama tong barkada ko or whatever. And then tinanggal yan sa'yo. And then now you have the unique opportunity to let people in one at a time and to reject people, diba? Tapos parang may excuse ka eh, diba? Na parang, hindi pa kasi kami lumalabas. Diba? You have the chance na wag nang i-pursue yung relationships that don't have meaning to you or yung mga tao na kinakainisan mo. May chance ka ngayon na parang wag na silang ibalik sa buhay mo. I think you should take advantage of that time kasi hindi na siya mangyayari ulit na may chance ka na i-reevaluate yung relationships mo and to control what you want into your life. Kung kunyari may tao na parang wala naman siyang ginawa kundi insultuin ka or to make you feel bad, may chance ka ngayon na i-limit na yung contact sa'yo at wag na siyang papasukin ulit. Actually,
na hindi namin episode.
It's true. Kasi ayoko na ng bad vibes.
Ito na ngayon sa mga makikinig sa amin, sayonara. Ito na po ang huling episode dahil
kasi kasi sawa na ako sa mga insulto niya.
So, parang yung sinasabi mo, Nikia, is matuto kang mag-sort ng nabubulok sa di nabubulok.
Totoo.
Ng labada, ng puti.
Oh, totoo yun. Uh-huh. Diba? To make it simple. And since we talked about relationship struggles, re-evaluating relationships, magandang pag-usapan yan, especially in our next episode, we're going to talk about complicated relationships.
So, alam mo, itong masasabi ko, gigil na gigil din ako. Ako nagigigil din ako sa mga nakikinig sa atin. I-skip yung dalawa nating episode. Gigil sila sa heartbreak. Ano, marami bang nasaktan dito sa nakikinig sa atin?
Alam mo, mga tao kasi mga masokista, gusto nila talaga yung basta yung mga maiiyak sila or maisip nila yung heartbreak nila. Yun ang inuuna nila. Ay, nila pakinggan yung mga good vibes or yung kunyari yung happy pride. Parang ayaw nila niya kasi masaya.
Ako nagigigil ako dito sa mga
gusto nila malungkot. Kaya yung heartbreak, sobrang bentang-benta. Uh-huh. And I think it's almost a sequel to that heartbreak episode, ang next topic natin. Eh, yung mga relationship na talaga namang walang ginawa, kundi saktan ka or pahirapan ka.
Kasi nakaka-relate sila eh. Dahil talagang experience is the best teacher and the best kwento talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kaya talaga, gumaarangkada talaga yung heartbreak episode. Eh.
Nararamdaman nila talaga yun. Yeah, kaya stay tuned to the next one kasi mararamdaman nyo din yun talaga. But before we end this episode, we want to thank you again for listening to our podcast. Don't forget, you can follow us on Spotify, our social media accounts too, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just search K-Talk Podcast. Also, in preparation for the episode, I think, after the next one, or basta in our coming episode, we are going to take questions from all of you. So ask us anything you want. Oh, ask us anything you want to know about us or the show or about life.
Sikat na episode na to talaga.
Yeah, kasi diba parang, you know, I'm sure that they're dying to know more about you, diba? So,
sa akin lang.
Ikaw lang. Ako kasi overexposed na ako, so I don't need any question. But just contact us in our social media. We're gonna post some announcement. Ask anything you want. We're gonna choose a series of questions and we're gonna spend one entire episode just talaga sasagutin mo kahit SEX.
Yes. Siyempre, ang masasagot ko lang naman dyan, di ba, na I
am... Virgin ka pa. At saka sacred. Yes. Okay, so everyone, this is an announcement to please ask Kuda about sex.
At hindi ko lang sasagutin niya, i-demonstrate ko pa sa kanila yan kung gusto nila.
Gusto ko makita yan. Promise.
Well, ako actually wala akong shoutout ngayon. Pero before ako mag-iwan ng isang awitin, I would like to say that we also have a website which is ktalkpodcast.com. So you can also check the other podcast platforms aside from Spotify. So again, you can send us a voice message in Anchor and we would love to hear from you. Just click the message button and say hello. How are you today, my darling?
My darling. Ano yun? Gawa siya sa tar. Gawa siya sa tar, my darling.
Chef, bago ko tapusin to, gusto ko lang mag-iwan ng... Hindi ako masyado nakakanta. Kaya ngayon, gusto ko mag-iwan ng isang maganda, mga kabagwag damdamin na kanta para sa lahat. So, it goes with something like this. Heal the world. For you and for me and the entire human race, there are people dying. If we care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. You and for me. O, diba? Swak na swak yung kanta. Sorry.
Oh, sige. Next naman, Thriller.
Ang ganda talaga nung kanta. Swak na swak, heal the world, make it a better place. So, thank you for listening. Till our next episode.
Bye! Bye, bye, bye. Make it a better place for you and for me.
And the entire human.
Ayoko na, insultuin mo ako eh.
Thank you for listening. Kita kit sa susunod na K-Talk!